The Bank of England policy decision is due later today, and the overwhelming expectation is that the central bank will go ahead and cut rates by 25 basis points to 4.5%, the third rate cut since easing began late last year. Recent inflation data has come in softer, and economic data has been leaning on the weaker side, which supports the case for the central bank to continue to maintain a dovish tone going forward, with the door open for more rate cuts. At today's meeting, we'll get the BOE's latest forecast for growth and inflation, along with the BOE governor press conference. We believe there is a good chance we will see some downgrades to the growth outlook, though the fact that inflation is still running above the central bank's 2% target should keep Governor Bailey from getting too dovish with policy. As far as the impact of Trump trade policy goes, while there may be questions that come up, we don't expect Bailey to rock the boat here, especially when considering the UK is the least exposed when it comes to tariff targets. It is, however, possible the central bank will be forced to be a little more sensitive to the UK budget, which could translate to a more dovish leaning sentiment. Technically speaking, there continues to be a lot of support for the pound on dips towards 120. On the top side, look for a break and close back above this week's high at 125.50 to open the door for an acceleration of gains towards the 128 area. That's all for now.